And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll practice our scales, say bye-bye. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere, they're just song titles. Hear about Peter, do some rolling around, and get lucky. On each of the past two shows, I've played a record by the Anglo-Persians, and guess what? Oh, you guessed. I've got another one here. This time they're ragging the scale. Thank you. Johnny Johnson and his orchestra from a Cameo 78 waxed around January 6, 1924, and Climbing Up the Scale. That was written by Irving Berlin for the 1923 edition of the Music Box Review. In 1921, Irving Berlin teamed with Sam Harris to not only produce his own shows, but to build the theater in which to stage them. The result was the Music Box Theater on West 45th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue, which opened in 1921. Berlin's idea was to write a yearly review called the Music Box Review to compete with Florence Ziegfeld's Follies, George White's Scandals, and Earl Carroll's Vanities. The first review was in 1921 and was a big success. Climbing Up the Scale was from the 1923 season, and the series ended in 1924. Before that were the Anglo-Persians from August 6th of 1928 with Ragging the Scale. Ragging the Scale was also recorded by Paul Ashe, Vincent Lopez, and Paul Whiteman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Several weeks ago, we had a So Long set, So Long in the sense of goodbye. And a couple of weeks ago, I played Bye Bye Blues, which was co-written by Fred Hamm. Well, here are some other Bye Bye songs, beginning with Naylor's Seven Aces. Thank you.
All through the winter you hung around.
A few weeks ago, I played it by Fred Hamm and his orchestra, but I couldn't resist playing this much bouncier version of Bye Bye Blues from a Madison 78 credited to Paul's Novelty Orchestra, in this case a Grey Gull studio band directed by Paul Bolognese. This recording was made around July 21, 1930, and was also issued in England on the Piccadilly label as by the Canard Dance Orchestra, and on the Simca label, S-I-M-C-H-A, as by the Cosmopolitan Serenaders. Simca is a Hebrew word meaning joy or gladness, and the records were presumably made for a shop or store. Madison was one of the labels of Grey Gull Records, Incorporated, and the records were pressed in a red, orange, brown, or black shellac. Grey Gull started out in 1919, producing records of reasonable quality, but at premium prices, above even those for Victor and Columbia Records. The record sold poorly, and in 1922 it became a dime store brand, producing some of the cheapest and poorest quality records around. Other Grey Gull labels included Bingola, Golden Jubilee, New Comfort, and Phonolamp. Grey Gull ceased production in 1931, but the Madison label lived on for a couple of years, pressed by an unknown company. Before Paul's Novelty Orchestra, it was Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour, with Bye Bye Blackbird from a Brunswick 78 waxed April 23, 1926. Nick Lucas was preceded by Joe Herlihy and his orchestra with Bye Bye Pretty Baby. Pianist Joe Herlihy formed the band in Boston around 1917. The vocal trio on that September 16, 1927 Edison disc includes Rudy Valley. The band had recorded Bye Bye Pretty Baby about 3 weeks earlier, but that effort was rejected. Bye Bye Pretty Baby was written by Jack Gardner and Spike Hamilton and was also recorded in the 20s by Abe Lyman, Jan Garber, Nathan Glantz, and Jack Hilton. We started that Bye Bye set with Naylor's Seven Aces and Bye Bye Baby from January 6, 1925. Bye Bye Baby was written by Rube Bloom and somebody named Motson, but darned if I could find a first name for him. Oliver Naylor was born October 7, 1903 in Birmingham, Alabama, and formed his first band when he was just 20 years old. They played the Roseland Ballroom and the Knickerbocker Grill in 1924, the same year they made their first recordings. The band toured the East Coast in the 20s, but never achieved national fame.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Several weeks ago, I played O Peter by Glenn Oswald's Serenaders. Now, I don't know just who this Peter guy is, but here are some other songs about him. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Raymond Scott Quintet, actually a sextet, but named the Raymond Scott Quintet because its leader liked the sound of the word quintet, and Peter Tambourine from July of 1941. Raymond Scott was born Harry Warnow in Brooklyn on September 10, 1908, and was a musical prodigy. His older brother Mark, a violinist and conductor of the CBS Radio Network House Band, persuaded him to enroll in the Institute of Musical Art, which would later become the Juilliard School, from which Scott graduated in 1931. He joined his brother's band and stayed until 1936, when he formed his own group. Raymond Scott never intentionally wrote a note of music for cartoons, but in 1941, Warner Brothers Animation Department bought the rights to Scott's catalog and used snippets of his tunes in countless Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Porky Pig cartoons, the most recognizable of which is probably Powerhouse. Raymond Scott died on February 8, 1994, at age 85. He was preceded by Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers on November 13, 1929, with Sweet Peter, a Morton composition. Before that, it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra recording for Vocalion before his association with Columbia, and Peter Pan, written by Ray Henderson and Robert King. If you listened carefully to that February 26, 1925 recording, you heard Ben Selvin himself on violin. We started that Peter set with the Six Brown Brothers and Peter Gink. That was written by ragtime composer George L. Cobb, author of Shivery and Russian Rag, but classical music fans will recognize Peter Gink as being derived from Edvard Grieg's opera Peer Gynt, and apparently Norwegians were not amused at the liberties Cobb took with the tune. That Victor recording was made May 13, 1919. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. For this next segment, we're just going to keep rolling along, starting off with Joe Morrison.
I'm no Prince Charming, you're no Cinderella, you're just my girlfriend, I'm just your fella. We're not living in a fairy tale or riding on a star. We're not afraid to call a spade and look at things exactly as they are. Kindly break the news to your folks. Though we're poor folks, here we are rolling in love. Got no money, but there's a million in your smile so sunny. Who needs money, honey? Here we are rolling in love. We can't buy filet mignon, but we'll carry on till our dreams come true. Food doesn't worry me. A plate of stew can be a banquet, dear, with you. Just got $2. Won't somebody lend us just a few bucks? And with a few bucks, we'll get a license, we'll pay the preacher, and we'll keep on rolling in love. We're just poor. Won't you kindly break the news to you? them through. Who doesn't worry me? A plate of stew can be a banquet, dear, with you. Just got 2 bucks. Won't somebody lend us just a few bucks? With a few bucks, oh, we'll get license. We'll pay the preacher and we'll keep on rolling in
seven seas I used to roam. Let me hear once more the bells and the evening breeze calling me home. Break a sigh, seem to cry, a sailor's last goodbye, rolling home.
Tell him so. so bad. I get the kind of love that I never had. I'll tell the world I'm rolling in love. Sweet disposition made a hit with me. Her big attraction, personality. I had a fall, oh what a fall. She took me hook and line and sinker and all. I'll tell the world I'm rolling in love.
The Memphis Jug Band, founded and led by Will Shade, recording for Victor as the Carolina Peanut Boys, and You Got Me Rollin', recorded in Memphis, Tennessee, on November 28, 1930. The vocal duo was Charlie Nickerson and Val Stevens, who played a mean mandolin on that recording. Will Shade played harmonica. Before the Carolina Peanut Boys, it was Paul Mills and his Merrymakers, an Irving Mills group with an unidentified vocalist, and I'm Rollin' in Love. I'm Rollin' in Love was written by Frank Galassi and Saul Klein, the same pair who brought us Silver Hair and Heart of Gold, Just You, Just Me and Love, and I'm Just a Hobo Millionaire. That's from a Cameo 78, waxed October 25th, 1928, and is not to be confused with the 1939 I'm Rollin' in Love, written by Marty Symes and Douglas Ferber. Before I'm Rollin' in Love, it was Rollin' Home. That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra once again with an unidentified vocalist on June 28, 1934. Rollin' Home was written by Billy Hill and composed by Peter DeRose. And we got Rollin' on that set with Joe Morrison, and here we are Rollin' in Love. Now, I'm a huge W.C. Fields fan, and I got sidetracked from preparing for the show by that record because I had to stop and watch The Old-Fashioned Way again, in which Joe Morrison is the juvenile lead, and Here We Are Rollin' in Love is his big number. We heard a rehearsal record cut as a trial run for the film. Artists often used rehearsal records as a method to familiarize themselves with a song before recording the actual film soundtrack, and yes, Joe makes a mistake and comes in too early at the beginning. Joe Morrison was born November 19, 1908 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and studied for the priesthood for 4 years at St. Joseph's Seminary after graduating from high school. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. While you're listening to this, I'm actually in Las Vegas for a short vacation and to celebrate 36 years of wedded bliss. I don't know how I'll do at the tables, but regardless of how that goes, I'm a lucky boy. Here's Roger Wolf Kahn. Thank you. We started this final segment of the show with Roger Wolf Kahn and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra on November 27, 1925, and Lucky Boy, composed by Irving Berlin for the Marx Brothers musical, The Coconuts. It opened December 8, 1925 at the Lyric Theater, and you had 276 chances to see it. But if you missed it there, there was a touring version referred to as the 1926 Summer Edition, featuring the Brock Sisters. And if you missed that, there was the 1929 Paramount Picture. We finished up with Isham Jones and his orchestra and Get Lucky from September 15, 1924. Get Lucky was composed by Roy Bargy, who you heard on piano on that recording. And that was also a Roy Bargy arrangement. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.